The 2011 NASCAR Sprint Cup will be awarded tomorrow at Homestead Miami Speedway to Carl Edwards or to Tony Stewart, who are separated by only 3 points in the Cup Chase standings. But even after the season ends, NASCAR fans can show their love for the sport at one or two official NASCAR car washes. These are the first two of a planned chain, the latest move by NASCAR to expand its billion-dollar brand beyond bumper stickers and baby bibs. From Romeoville, Illinois, Yolanda Perdomo reports.
On a beautiful, sunny, late Sunday morning, a line of cars formed near a couple of fast food restaurants and across the street from a motel. Drivers wait their turn to go through the former Spotless Express, now known as the NASCAR Car Wash. A large sign with the NASCAR logo sits behind a checkered flag, and it's lit up as a beacon to this full-service operation, which also includes oil changes and detail work. Lester Cochran is the assistant manager.
I'd have to say with us garnering the NASCAR logo, that our business has definitely picked up quite a bit. But, you know, with the NASCAR logo, it brings added incentives, a little bit more, you know, quality, bang for your buck type deal.
On average, 300 cars complete the dry and clean circuit at the NASCAR car wash during the week, while weekends see about 700. Dante Williams comes in twice a month with his SUV.
They're real quick, so I get my oil change here, too.
Are you a NASCAR fan?
No, I'm not a NASCAR fan. It's just, well, I can watch it, but I just can't watch it long. Not much excitement to me, I guess. I just don't see nobody going around in circles.
For Adam Gowdy, the NASCAR brand is appealing enough to get him into the car wash, but not enough to get him to watch a race.
They lowered the full price, and also pretty much all their washes, they lowered the price of by at least a couple dollars. Not really. I've never been a fan of NASCAR. I mean, it's, you know, cars going around in a circle.
It's not your thing.
No, not my thing.
After more than an hour trying in vain to find a NASCAR fan at the NASCAR car wash, I turned to assistant manager Lester Cochran, who admits he wasn't a big NASCAR fan before the car wash's grand reopening in September. But since then, he's been on something of a fact-finding mission.
You know, I want to be able to, you know, if people sit down and have a conversation with me about certain drivers, I want to be able to answer the question. I don't want to sound like an idiot. So, I mean, I'm a growing NASCAR fan. I wouldn't say I'm 100% of a NASCAR fan, but I'm a growing NASCAR fan.
The Quaker Steak and Lube in Portage, Indiana, isn't an official NASCAR establishment, but its tire tracks are all over it. Outside, a black and white Jim Beam car sits at the front door. Inside, framed race car uniforms and autographed driver photos are everywhere. A large model of a Dale Earnhardt Jr. car hangs over one of its bars. It's where fan Dan Stewart catches NASCAR races every week.
What I like about it, you don't see them on strike because they're crying about their pay. They're broken ankle. They don't do nothing. You don't see nothing about NASCAR bitch about their pay. They go out there and race for a purse, whatever it is. It could be $1 million or it could be $200,000. They go out and do it every week.
Darren Marshall thinks the establishment of new NASCAR-branded business won't be enough on its own to keep old fans around and bring in new ones. He's the senior vice president of Revolution, a Chicago-based sports marketing firm.
I think the way that they attract new fans from outside their current demographic is to have drivers who become successful from those demographics. And a lot of that is to do with their challenges in appealing to Hispanic Americans and African Americans who are, you know, making up an increasing proportion of the population.
Colombian Formula One driver Juan Pablo Montoya is now a NASCAR driver. Indy favorite Danica Patrick joined NASCAR in 2010 and moves up to its Sprint Cup Series next year. NASCAR Vice President Blake Davidson says their Drive for Diversity program is opening their sport to a new demographic. I asked Davidson if, given the general apathy I encountered in Romeoville, the idea to create a chain of car washes is missing the mark.
If we can make a connection there and they remember the NASCAR name later in their day or that weekend or whenever it is, you know, that jogs a memory, hey, I went to the NASCAR car wash, then that's helpful. And hopefully, again, they'll want to watch the race or go to a race one day.
Back at the car wash, it's business as usual. Dirty cars in, shiny cars out. In the meantime, NASCAR is planning its next business venture, a NASCAR theme park for kids that just might be roaring into a town near you. For Only a Game, I'm Yolanda Perdomo.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. This week, LeBron James was at the London School of Basketball for a Nike promotion, and a reporter asked him who would win a one-on-one matchup between James and Kobe Bryant. "I'm not going to not take myself against anybody," James said. Hack your way through that knot of knots, and that means James thinks he would win. Last year, Kobe Bryant was asked the same question. He said he'd win. "Hey, guys, there's a lockout. There's no NBA season. Why not just do it?" Wait, the London School of Basketball?